One of the two men accused of the attempted assassination of a Russian double agent in England in March has been identified by investigative journalists as a high-ranking military colonel. The hit job using the deadly nerve agent Novichok failed, but a 44-year-old British woman later died when she accidentally came in contact with the chemical weapon. Earlier this month, the men were publicly accused by British authorities of being intelligence officers, and their photos were splashed across the media. Moscow has denied the allegations. Our Europe correspondent Linton Besser is following the story.
Apparently, according to the work of these journalists based in Russia, his real name is not Ruslan Boshirov, which was on his passport as he entered the UK, but Anatoly Chapiga, a 39-year-old military intelligence officer, but much more than that. In fact, he's a colonel in the Spetsnaz, the special forces trained at one of Russia's most elite military schools, and served several stints in Chechnya and even covertly in eastern Ukraine. But perhaps most stunning, Sabra, is that this man in December 2014, Anatoly Chapiga, was awarded Russia's highest military honour. It's called the Hero of the Russian Federation. Now, why that's important is that traditionally that award is pinned to the chest of its recipients by the Russian president himself, by Vladimir Putin. Now, after the British authorities released a whole bunch of information about these two suspects, their photographs, their aliases, the reams of CCTV footage that had them moving in and around Britain, they came forward to Russian television and denied that they were military intelligence and said they were merely tourists. And Vladimir Putin himself said they had been found to be innocent men and holidaymakers in Britain. So the stakes have really been raised here today.
And what has Russia said about these allegations today?
We're yet to hear anything from them. I'm sure we will. To date, we've heard repeated denials from Russia, from Putin himself, but right up and down the diplomatic hierarchy, the allegations have effectively been laughed at. And we have seen that response to these serious allegations by British and other authorities about Russian meddling before. We saw these denials when Alexander Litvinenko was assassinated using polonium more than 10 years ago. So I don't expect we're going to see them fess up anytime soon.
Europe correspondent Linton Besser.